it's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from?
Ha ha, no response. Classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers, and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Wow, 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 well, well, another wonderful day. Good evening, everyone. This is Sharon Johnson, your host for the Cultivate Show. Good evening across the globe. Those of you who are on the line, on Facebook, if you're logged on listening, you're on LinkedIn, or follow me on Twitter, a special, very, very special hello to you. This is Sharon Johnson, your host of the Cultivate Show. Today is such a beautiful day. I tell you, it is a beautiful day here in the sunny sunshine state of Florida. And wherever you are, it is beautiful. Just believe it. Tell yourself, if it's snowing, raining, whatever is happening in your side of town, call it beautiful, because we are about to be communicating and motivating. Welcome again to the Cultivate Show on Blog Talk Radio. You know, this is a wonderful moment in motivation and cultivate. Cultivate is communication, optimism, motivation, therapy, inspiration, value added, appreciation, terrific, enthusiasm. On this show, my best goal is to increase self-appreciation to help you to maximize your potential. Release your fears, listeners, and welcome happiness into your world through your mind. The purpose of the Cultivate Show is to identify and appreciate the beauty of our lives, our purpose, our creative energy, and to reinvest in self-adoration. One big objective that I have for this show is to motivate, to communicate, to inspire, to encourage, and to remind all of my listeners that you are destined with a purpose through faith. Once again, welcome to the show. The number to call is 646-652-2034. And remember, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/cultivate. Remember always to know more about me and the services that I offer, or to contact me, please visit www.cultivate.com. Once again, this is Sharon Johnson. Let the show begin.
Well, well, well. Today I'm going to be talking about the Think and Grow Rich. And, of course, you see the title that I have today is Conquer Self or Self Will Conquer You. Quite interestingly, I'm going to be using Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich, by O'Brien and Vitale. And in this book, there's some powerful information. As a matter of fact, this book has been told, has been used by many people who have become millionaires. One millionaire actually read this book 43 times. So if you are looking for an opportunity to read this book, I'm going to be discussing it, and so you'll get more information. Once again, let's start with the introduction of this book, because it gets right into the meat of the matter. Conquer self or self will conquer you. You know, our thoughts are different. You know, our thoughts are things, and the powerful thing is that when your thoughts are mixed with the definiteness of purpose, when it's mixed with persistence and a burning desire for their translation into riches or other material objects, things happen. You know, it's very important that we understand one of the main weaknesses of mankind is the average person's familiarity with the word impossible. And on this extent, there's nothing impossible. I believe strongly that we have in our minds the ability, the potential. The greatness is within us. And you'll always hear this on the show. You know, you always hear me say this on the show. Greatness is within us. Greatness is in me. Greatness is in you. You know, think of the word impossible. You know, he knows all the rules which will not work. And so when we talk about the Think and Grow book, we're talking about how we can look at some of those rules that let us become successful. There's another saying that goes, the essence in which this little earth flows, in which we move and have our being, is a form of energy, moving at an inconceivable high rate of vibration. And that ether is filled with a form of universal power which adapts itself to the nature of our thoughts. So think of the power that is within you. This power makes no attempt to discriminate between destructive thoughts and constructive thoughts. We have those thoughts. You know, these thoughts are within us. So in other words, the universe will provide what we hold in our minds. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't make a distinction between destructive thoughts and our constructive thoughts. If ever we hold thoughts that are poverty in our mind, the universe will return poverty to us. If we hold thoughts of wealth in our mind, guess what? The universe will return wealth to us. And that's some very strong thoughts that I want us to start thinking about, because when we think of ourselves and think of how we can either conquer self or let self conquer you. This world is filled, it is, it's filled with an abundance of opportunity for the dreamer. I don't know about you, those listening, but dreams, stay as dreams, but you can make them a reality. You have to activate your dream. You have to think about that dream and set goals. When we think of desire, a burning desire to be and a burning desire to do is the starting point from which a dreamer must take off. You know, dreams are not born of indifference, laziness, or lack of ambition. There's a big difference when we start wishing for a thing, and there's a big difference when we're ready to receive that thing. Nobody, no one is ready for a thing until he believes he can acquire it. That's the focus of the Cultivate Show, believing that you can achieve it, believe it, receive it, and do it. Do it. You'll hear me say that over and over this year. When it comes to motivation, we have to start it ourselves. You know, John Maxwell talks about do it now. If you have to wake up every day for 50 times, do it now. Do it. Do that thing. Do it afraid. Do it. Because when you start saying that, you know, Napoleon Hill says the state of mind must be belief, not mere hope or just wish. Don't just hope. Oh, I hope. I wish. Be open-minded, because open-minded is essential for belief. Closed minds do not inspire faith, courage, or belief. There are a lot of people out there whose minds are closed, and as a result of minds being closed, you find that sometimes they're not able to achieve and to activate those dreams. You've got to be open-minded, and that's going to be essential for the belief. No more effort is required to aim high in life, to demand abundance and prosperity, that is required to accept misery and poverty. The same level that you achieve for, to say, yes, I'm going to achieve abundance and prosperity. It's the same way you got to be careful how you accept misery and poverty. Napoleon Hill says, action is the real measure of intelligence. Something to think about. In the book, Napoleon Hill talks about the methods by which desire for riches can be transmuted into financial equivalence. One of the things you have to do is to fix your mind. Fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. Are you desiring $10,000? You know, it is not sufficiently mere to say, I want plenty of money. Oh, I want to get this, I want to get that. Be definite as to what, if it's money that you're desiring, be definite as to the amount. Another thing you want to do is to determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. You know, my grandmother has a saying that goes, too much is given, much is desired. Another thing you want to do is to establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. When you intend to achieve that goal, start planning. A person who fails to plan to fail. Establish a definite plan for carrying out your desire and to begin at once, whether you're ready or not, to put this plan into action. Listen, if you have any dreams, until you put it into action, until you start that car up, it's not going to go. You could be looking at that car. Unless you put the key into the car and start the car will not move. It's the same thing with your desire. Begin. Put the plan into action. Write it out. Write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. If it's a goal, write it out. Name the time limit for this acquisition. State what you intend to give in return for the money and describe it clearly. Write to yourself. I talk about journaling. When I taught college at the college level, I talk about journaling. It's so important. Write it down. And here's what's the main important thing. Read your written statement aloud twice a day, three times a day if you have to. See and feel and believe it. Yeah. See and feel and believe yourself already in possession of that thing. If it's the money, see it. Napoleon Hill has a statement that says, you give before you get. Give before you get. So important. Now, let's move into faith. Because as we discuss the topic of conquering self, or let self conquer you, we're going to move into faith. Let's move into faith because it's such an integral part of what we do, faith. Faith is a state of mind which may be induced or created. And that inducement or creation comes from affirmation or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind. Listen, folks, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, right? This is why repeating your affirmations twice daily is so important. Do it twice, 20 times, 60 times, do it, do it. Do it afraid. John Maxwell says, do it afraid, do it afraid. In doing so, you may convince the subconscious mind that you believe you will receive that thing for which you ask. And it will act upon that belief, which your subconscious mind passes back to you in the form of faith. That's faith. You know, all thoughts which have been emotionalized, and we talk about emotionalized as a given feeling. All thoughts that have been emotionalized and mixed with faith, it begins immediately to translate into that physical equivalent or counterpart. It starts happening. The car starts moving, you know. The plan goes into action. Here's what I want you to know. The subconscious mind will translate into its physical equivalent a thought. It's going to translate a thought impulse of a negative or destructive nature just as readily as it will act upon an impulse of a positive or constructive nature. So be careful what you think, right? Because if you think negatively, negative things happen. If you think positively, positive things are going to happen. And this accounts for the strange phenomenon which so many millions of people experience. Some people call it misfortune. Some people call it bad luck. Some people call it all kinds of things, but it's so important that we understand that. Here's another thing. You may benefit by passing on to your subconscious mind any desire which you wish. You can benefit. Your belief, your faith, those are the elements that are going to determine the action of your subconscious mind. It's important. There's going to be nothing to hinder you from deceiving your subconscious mind when you give it instructions through audit suggestion. Napoleon Hill talks about audit suggestion. You know, the mind comes on to take the nature of the influences which dominate it. Our mind, conquer self or self will conquer you. It's going to be essential for you to encourage the positive emotions as the dominating forces of your mind. And you're going to have to discourage and eliminate those negative emotions. We walk around every day. We see people walking around. You know, positive attract positive, negative attract negative. You know, and it's incumbent upon us to really feed our mind with the positive, eliminate and discourage the negative. You know, one comes to believe that what one repeats to oneself, whether the statement is true or false, let me tell you, if you repeat a lie over and over, you will eventually accept the lie as truth. You will believe it to be the truth. If you keep saying over and over, that's why we say, do it, do it, do it. Do it afraid. If you have a plan in your mind, if you have an action plan, do it. Do it. Start writing things down. Start putting things in motion. Everyone is what he believes because of the dominating thoughts which he or she permits to occupy his mind. You know, your thoughts you deliberately place in your mind constitute the emotional. It constitutes the motivational forces. And those forces are going to direct and control every movement, every action, and every deed. We are great people. And I'm going to say it over and over. You have greatness within you. Your potential lies there. You know, start acting. Start activating things. We are what we are because of what we think. We're what we are because of what we believe. Resolve to throw off the influences of negative energy and start building on your own life to order. The subconscious mind is really, really something to deal with. It makes no distinction between constructive and destructive thought impulses. Your subconscious mind is going to work with the material that you feed it through the thought impulses. Your subconscious mind will translate into reality all the thoughts driven by fear just as readily as it's going to translate the thoughts driven by faith and courage. So when Napoleon Hill talks about auto-suggestion is going to lead you to peace and prosperity, or auto-suggestion is going to lead you to misery, faith, and death. Our minds, if you fill their mind with fear, doubt, and unbelief in your ability to connect and to use those forces of intelligence, that law, they call that the law of auto-suggestion. The law of auto-suggestion will take this spirit of unbelief and it will use it as a pattern by which your subconscious mind will translate it into its physical elements. Here's another saying by Napoleon Hill. Do not wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you stand. Work with whatever tools you may have at your command, and better tools will be found as you go along. When I started this radio show, I knew that I wanted to help people change their lives. I knew that I wanted to do something different. I didn't care how I started the show. I started the show. And since I started the show, the feedback and the testimonials have been overwhelming. As a matter of fact, let me just take this time out to remind you, should you want to send me a testimony, should you want to send me some feedback, you can visit me at www.cultivate.com, and you go to the contact page and you send me your feedback. It's very important, very important. Let me share another thought from Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill says, our minds become magnetized with the dominating thoughts we hold in our minds, and these magnets attract us to the forces, to the people, to the circumstances of life which harmonize with the nature of our dominating thoughts. Wow. Very important. I talk about affirmations. One of the things I've done is I draw things and I write things and I get a journal. Start, but have some self-confidence affirmations. So important. Here's one I want to share. As a matter of fact, I'm going to share a few self-confidence affirmations. Here's one. Start telling yourself, I know that I have the ability to achieve the objective of my definite purpose in life. I demand of myself the persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I promise to render such action. What an affirmation. Can you really, really tell yourself that? Here's another one you can say to yourself, and I hope you're taking notes. And if you miss anything, the show's archive, you can come back and write these down. Here's another one, self-confidence affirmation. I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes a day on the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Here's my question to everyone there in the reach of my voice. Have you created a picture in your mind of who you're going to become? Imagine yourself. Are you planning to be that great speaker, a coach, a mentor, a teacher, a doctor, a nurse, a basketball player, whatever you dream of, picture yourself doing that thing. Think about it. Who do you intend to become? Here's another affirmation. I know that through the principles of auto-suggestion and subliminals, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression expression through means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demand of myself the development of self-confidence. Oh, I love this word, self-confidence. Do you have it? Because it is what's going to take you to that next level. Here's another one. I love this. I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Ooh, I love that. Attainment. Here's another one I want to share with you. I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage into no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. Wow. This is absolutely phenomenal. Can you really, really think about those self-confidence affirmations? Say them over and over and over. You know, Napoleon Hill talks about auto-suggestion and subliminals. Let me say this very clearly. There are no limitations to our mind. There are none. There are no limitations to your mind except those that you acknowledge. Because guess what? Poverty and riches are offsprings of thought. I'll say it again in case you're taking notes. Poverty and riches, they are offsprings of thought. Wow. When Napoleon Hill talked about auto-suggestion and subliminals, he's talking about terms which apply to all suggestions and self-administered stimuli which reach a person's mind through their five senses. But when we talk about auto-suggestion and subliminals, it's the agency of communication between the part of the mind where conscious thoughts take place and where it serves as a seat of action for the subconscious mind. When we're ready to take action, folks, we're going to be talking about the seat of action, the subconscious mind. When through this dominating thought, which one permits to remain in the subconscious, the conscious mind, positive or negative, is going to reach the subconscious mind and it's going to influence it with these thoughts. That is why it is so important that we remain in that environment of positive. You know, people believe that I have this, I'm like the energy buddy here. But it's because I tell myself every day that I'm destined with a purpose through faith. If you're listening and following me, you know that's my favorite line. We are destined with a purpose through faith. There are no thoughts, negative or positive, that can enter your subconscious mind without the aid or auto-suggestion. Let me tell you this. The conscious mind is going to act as a filter to the subconscious mind. This is deep. You have absolutely no control, right? But here's what you have. You have absolute control over the material which reaches your subconscious mind. If you're listening to me, if you're a coach, a speaker, an entrepreneur, a business person, or anyone for that matter, you have absolute control over the material which reaches your subconscious mind. Hear this. Be careful of the people you're hanging out with. Be careful of the literature you're reading. Be careful of the music that you're listening to. Be careful of the place that you're going. Okay? The ability to reach and control your subconscious mind, it has a price. It does. It has a price, and you must pay the price. You know what that price is? That price is persistence. You must decide if the outcome is worth the effort. Is it worth it? Is it really worth it? Where failure is experienced, experience, make another effort, and still another until you succeed. You never stop. You'll always hear the stories, and if you're following me on my next show, you'll hear the story of Paul Martinelli. You're going to hear a success story. And not any stories. You're going to hear, everywhere you're going, you're always going to hear stories, people who made it because when they failed, they do it again. They fail, they start over. Make all efforts, and you never, never stop until you succeed. Because of your subconscious mind. I love to talk about the subconscious mind. Here's another one I want to share with you. The subconscious mind, it takes any orders given to it in a spirit of faith, and it's going to act upon those orders. Although those orders have to be present over and over again through repetition, the subconscious mind is going to interpret them. Remember, send that thought to your imagination and see what your imagination can do, right? Begin at once to see yourself in possession of anything you want. Is it money? What is it that you want? Begin at once to see yourself in possession of that money. Demanding it and expecting it meanwhile that your conscious mind will hand you over the plan. Be on alert for those plans because when you start planning, be on alert for those plans because when they appear, you're going to have to put them into action immediately. When your plans appear, they will probably flash into your mind through the sixth sense in the form of inspiration. You know that's my thing on this show, inspiration. Let me tell you, the Cultivate show is about inspiration and motivation. You've got to treat inspiration with respect. You've got to treat it, give it a lot of respect. You've got to act upon inspiration as soon as you receive it. Some people talk about the intuitive mind, you know? Act upon it. That's why I say to people all the time, get a journal. Because you know what? The minute you change your mind and you decide to start planning, you're going to be filled. Your creative energy is going to be flowing. I mentioned to someone today that you're going to be a river, not a reservoir. You've got to be ready to grab a piece of paper, grab your cell phone, record it, speak it, say it. Because inspiration is going to come to you. That's your sixth sense coming to you. Don't trust your reason when you're creating plans for accumulating money, right, or any transmutation of desire. When you're visualizing anything that you want, and if it's money that you want, when you're visualizing the money you intend to accumulate, see yourself rendering the service or delivering the merchandise you intend to give in return for the money. Be specific about your visualization. Are you planning to be the great speaker? Do you want to teach people? See yourself on stage. See yourself doing that thing. You know, I see myself a long time ago. I always imagine myself doing what I'm doing now. I always had a dream that I want to be called Dr. Sharon Johnson, not because I just want to be called Dr. Sharon Johnson, but I wanted to attain one of the highest level of education, and then I want to use it to give back to people. And for years, I've prepared myself for this moment. But now I find myself, I want to do it now. That's why I'm doing this show, because I want to give back. I want to motivate minds. I want to change how people think. I want people to become agents of change, starting with me being the change agent. And it says, so let me just share this thought from Napoleon Hill. This is another great thought from Napoleon Hill. More gold has been mined from the source of men that has been taken from the earth. Wow. Think about it. Just think about those things for a minute. Conquer self, or self will conquer you. That's the name of this game. That's the name of this show, too. I want to talk about knowledge, because there are two kinds of knowledge when it comes to thinking about ourselves and thinking about what can we do. There are two kinds of knowledge. There's general knowledge and there's specialized knowledge. General knowledge is of little use in the accumulation of money. Knowledge will not attract money unless it is organized and intelligently directed through practical plans of action. Knowledge is not power. For a long time, knowledge is power, knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is potential power, clearly. It becomes power when it is organized into definite plans of action and when it is directed to a definite end. So important that we understand this. Before you can turn any desire into money, listen, you will require specialized knowledge of that service, of that merchandise, of that profession, of whoever you want to do, right? You may need more specialized knowledge than you can personally acquire. In that case, you know, I can say to people all the time, my last speaker, Chandler Peterson, she spoke about masterminding group. And if you're listening to me and you're not sure what a mastermind group is, you can visit my website at my John Maxwell website. And if you're listening to this call, if you're listening to this show, and if you have a mastermind program, it's the best thing that you could ever do. Because a mastermind group is not just a group of, it's a group of real or virtual authorities, and these people, they have authority on the subject that you're not an authority on. So you may want to join a mastermind group. You may want to hear more about mastermind, and because it's a really great experience if you have not done so. And in masterminding, you're going to get with groups of people, and you're going to be just getting into what you desire, learning to communicate. You'll find a pool of people who are thinking the same as you. And as you continue to do that, you're thinking you begin to grow rich. Very important. I just want to touch on masterminding for anyone who's out there listening and is interested in masterminding. What about your imagination? And I see I have several callers on the line, but remember, you can always call, just press 1 if you're interested in asking a question. Very important. Imagination. Imagination is the workshop where your plans are created. It's so, I say this all the time. Your desire is given shape, it's given form, it's given action through the aid of your imagination. You can create anything. You can create and you can do anything as long as you can imagine it. Napoleon Hill talks about imagination as having two forms, synthetic and creative. The synthetic imagination is arranging existing concepts or ideas or plans into new combinations. When it comes to synthetic imagination, it doesn't create anything. It merely works with existing materials in a new way, and that's really important to understand. The difference between creative imagination and synthetic imagination, with creative imagination, or it's just like hunches or like inspiration, it's your source for new ideas. When you start looking at your creative imagination, you start asking yourself these questions. What if? Why not? What would happen if? Very important. And those two imaginations, they really, really become stronger when you start to use them. So when we talk about desire, desire is only a thought. The point that talks about that, it's a thought. It is abstract and of no value until it has been transformed into action. Let me say this. Desire is of no value until it has been transformed into action. Your imaginative faculty may have become weak through inaction, but remember, it can be revived. It can be revived and made alert through use. When you start using it, it's not dead. It may just be asleep. So just start. Let's get back into thinking of your creative imagination, because that's what's going to help you to get to that next level. When we talk about desire also, transformation of desire into reality, it's going to call for the use of a plan over and over. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And your plans must be formed with the aid of the imagination, right? And think of that synthetic faculty when you start thinking of that. There are a lot of scientists that know that everything is either matter or energy. Money is energy, ideas are energy, and energy attracts other energy. Positive attracts positive, negative attracts negative. Napoleon Hill, he said it, if you do not conquer self, you will be conquered by self. So very important. Now, let's talk about how you build a plan. Have you thought of building a plan? I want you to join me on Thursday, because on Thursday I have Paul Martinelli. And you're going to hear a story that is phenomenal. I won't tell you anymore, because if you want to hear more, if you're ready to move yourself to the next level, you want to stay and follow the show, because the leaders and speakers that I will have on the show is going to motivate you, inspire you, empower you to find your potential and to really maximize yourself. Leadership is another important, when we talk about self-leadership. And there's some attributes of a leader that I want to share with you. Leaders are courageous and they have confidence. They have self-control. Leadership is a keen self of justice. You know, leaders work harder than followers. They have a pleasing personality. They're sympathetic, they're understanding. So if you're a leader, when it comes to working with people and helping them achieve their goals, so important that you understand that the two kinds of leadership is leadership by consent and leadership by force. One of these are going to work when it comes to changing people's lives. Napoleon Hill has another saying that goes, through some strange and powerful principles of mental, quote-unquote, mental chemistry, which nature has, nature has never divulged. Nature wraps up in the impulse of strong desire. That's something which recognize no such word as impossible and accept no such reality as failure. Folks, there's nothing impossible. There's nothing impossible. Make decisions and make them now. Do it. Just do it. Decisions are going to be an important part of that action plan that you make for yourself. Conquer self or self will conquer you. Make decisions. You know what's a major cause of failure? Lack of decision-making. Procrastination is the opposite of decision. My grandmother says procrastination is the killer of time. Ooh, yes it is. Let me not fool you, because sometimes I run into it. But if you're influenced by the opinion of others, you will have no desire of your own. Keep your own counsel by reaching your own decisions and following them. Take no one into your confidence except the members. If you're in a group, be sure that you're in the right group, right? Friends and relatives, while not needing to do so, sometimes they handicap your opinions. And sometimes, you know, they ridicule you when you try to tell them what you're up to. You've got to have a brain and a mind of your own. Use it. Use your brain, use your mind to reach your own decisions. Be careful. Keep your eyes wide open. Keep your eyes and your ears wide open and keep your mouth closed sometimes. Very important. Those who talk a little bit, sometimes those who talk too much, they do little. If you talk more than you listen, you're going to find that you're not only depriving yourself of many opportunities to accumulate useful knowledge, but here's what's happening. You're also disclosing your actions and purpose to people who sometimes will take great delight in defeating you. There's a lot of people out there that envy. So just be careful. Just be careful when it comes to decisions. Be persistent. Persistence is such an essential factor of what's going on. Persistence, why is it essential? It's an essential factor in the procedure of transmuting desire into monetary equivalence. Willpower and desire. When you combine willpower and desire, ooh, you're making an irresistible pair. The majority of people are ready to throw their aims and purposes overboard, and some people, and they give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. Only a few people are going to carry on despite their opposition, right? The starting point for all achievement is desire. Weak desires bring weak results. Fortunate desires gravitate to men and women whose minds have been prepared to attract them. Let me just say this very clearly. Poverty is attracted to the one whose mind is favorable to it, as money is attracted to him whose mind has been deliberately prepared to attract it, and through the same laws. Poverty, consciousness, will voluntarily seize the mind which is not occupied with money consciousness. Those who have cultivated the habit of persistence seem to enjoy insurance against failure. No matter how many times you're defeated, no matter how many times people have tried to have defeated, guess what they do? They finally start over, and finally they get to the top of the ladder. You got to think of persistence as a state of mind. It's a state of mind that can be cultivated. Make sure that you're being persistent. Make your decisions. Make plans. Be careful what you think. Be careful of where you go. Be careful of the people you're around, because the subconscious mind is the mind is just a terrible thing to waste. The subconscious mind, it works day and night, night and day. There's plenty of evidence to support the belief that the subconscious mind is the connecting link between the finite mind of man and the infinite intelligence. Your subconscious mind functions involuntarily whether you make any effort to influence it or not. It naturally suggests to you that thoughts of fear and poverty, all negative thoughts, serve as stimuli to your subconscious mind. Unless you, the master of your mind, if you master these impulses and give them more desirable food, they will feed upon it. Be careful. Everything which humans create begins in the form of a thought. Anything which you're always thinking, we're always thinking of what we're going to do. You can create nothing which you do not first conceive in thought. Everything is created through a thought. Through the aid of your imagination, your impulses, right? The imagination, when your imaginations are under control, it may be used for the creation of plans or purposes that lead success. So be careful, because the thoughts which go from one's mind also embed themselves deeply in one's subconscious mind. I want to take this time out to say to you that if you have a question, if you have to ask me something, please ask. Here's an optimist creed that was written by Kristen Larson. Promise yourself, and I'm going to read this word for you. And I want to read this creed. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. Promise yourself to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. Promise yourself to make all your friends feel that there is something in them. Promise yourself to look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true. Promise yourself to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. Promise yourself to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. Promise yourself to wear a cheerful countenance at all times and to give every living creature you meet a smile. Ooh, that's why I love to smile. Promise yourself to give so much time to the improvement of yourself that you have no time to criticize others. Promise yourself to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for rage, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. Promise yourself to think well. Think well of yourself and to proclaim this fact to the world, not in loud words, but in great deeds. Promise yourself to live in the faith that the whole world is on your side, so long as you are true to the best that is in you. Oh, so good. Have you ever wished there was a way to inject knowledge directly into your subconscious safely and effectively with no effort? That's what Napoleon Hill is talking about. Listen to the music of your heart. Very, very important. And as we go along, I just want to share, you know, Suzanne Taylor talks about in the spirit. As we come towards the end of the show, I'm hoping someone would press one to discuss what they think about the subconscious mind, what they think about desire, what they think about persistence and knowledge, imagination, that creative imagination. In the spirit, Susan Taylor, she talks about living from within. And she talks about, you know, the glorious times in our lives when we experience the peace we are seeking. The topic of the show is Conquer Self, and Self Will Conquer You. You know, when we surrender our burdens to God, when you put your faith in God's love and feel the freedom of His sweet communion, I know that you will achieve all that you're looking for. Very important. There's a sense of inner peace. When we experience listening, you've listened to a moving sermon or maybe an inspirational tape, or maybe you're listening to me, you know, maybe you're listening to one of my archives show and the next few shows to come. Or even if you're just reading some comforting words of wisdom in a spiritual book, when you're doing this, this is the time when you've got to declare, I've got it. I've got the key. Very important. If you're experiencing anything, you've got to start focusing inwardly through prayer. Start focusing. Start meditating. Start doing that spiritual connection, because spiritual communion makes us feel centered and calm. We feel an inner security. We are one with God. Sometimes we find it so difficult to maintain that awareness, though, to just remember that we are one with God. Although getting in sometimes can happen in a flash, keeping that awareness of God's presence within us and the peace of mind the truth gives us is never easy. Unfortunately, as the world calls us, sometimes we abandon the important rituals that nourish us, the rituals that keep us healthy and sane. Sometimes we abandon those regular visits. It could be regular visits to the gym. Sometimes we have no time to spare for daily meditation, no time to mend our spirits, no time for fun, no time to play. We're just overextended. We're committed to everyone except ourselves. So sometimes we just feel bad. We feel tired and we're cranky and we're fretful and we've just given all this. But listen, there's a guarding of our inner life that must become our highest priority. We must never, never allow people or institutions or social traditions to speak to us so loudly that we can't even hear ourselves. Conquer self, or self will conquer you. Quiet time is such an important part of our lives. You know what happens when we don't take quiet time? Things happen. Take time to listen inwardly. Look outside of yourself for the salvation and definition. By ignoring your own spiritual bidding, you're dishonoring yourself. You're risking becoming a pain-filled imposter as you give way to the presence and the pressure of your environment. You may better betray yourself and settle for a relationship without intimacy or mutual support. Or you may find yourself anchoring to a bustling city when your spirit requires the rest by the birds and trees. When you don't nourish the spirit that is in you, you become estranged from yourself, and you may just try to satisfy natural hunger for communion. There's going to be invitations. There are invitations all around us to use food and drink and all kinds of things to pleasure ourselves. But here's what I want to say to you today as we come towards the end of the show. We cannot benefit from our inner wisdom if we don't take time to listen inwardly. There's a wise voice. The wise voice at the center of our being is where the spirit lives, and it's never silent. Life is first an inner experience. All the peace and all the security that we're seeking is within us. Love, wisdom, strength, and beauty, they're the primary attributes of the spirit. The unchanging and the fundamental core of being is love. They're the substance, love, wisdom, strength, beauty. Those are the things that are the substance of who we are. Just as water cannot be separated from a wave, we cannot be separated from our essence or divinity. We're never without God. But without spiritual communion, we forget about our divine nature. We lose the awareness of our spiritual power. We lose it, and we become this halting, feeble existence. Here's what I want to say as we come towards the show, as I bring it to this point of motivation and inspiration and enthusiasm for us to start speaking inside of us. If you sincerely want harmony, if you sincerely want peace and joy in your life, you can have it. But I say we must be willing to do the work. We must be willing to walk that walk, talk that talk. We must maintain an awareness of our spiritual nature first in our lives. Because our inner world is the existence. Our inner world is the architect of our external world. We don't lose faith in the goodness of life because we're angry and depressed. We become angry and depressed because we lose faith in the goodness of life. And I know I'm moving to this as I come towards the end of the show because I want to talk about living in the spirit. Living and understanding that if you don't conquer self, self will conquer you. We're not happy because we're healthy. We're healthy because we're happy. Because with our minds, we're going to be creating our days. We're going to be creating our choices. We're going to be building either the harmony or the pain we experience. Listen, your life, the life you are living reflects the life you've already established inside of you. As you acquire and assimilate spiritual knowledge, you're going to be liberating yourselves. Ooh, I like this. Understand that there's a power of love. How would you live if you felt you could trust life fully? That's the question I want to leave you as we come toward the end of the show. How would you live if you felt you could trust life fully? We are love. You are love. You are created with a purpose through faith. We are created in the image and likeness of the living spirit that created us. Each of us is a perfect and powerful child of God. And I want to make sure that there's no misunderstanding. The Come to Date show, the objective of this show is to inspire, to encourage, to motivate, and to understand that there's greatness within us. Each one of us is perfect. We're a powerful child of God. We're a holy life. But because we've forgotten this truth, sometimes we feel ourselves separated from God. And we experience the pain and the confusion of feeling vulnerable. We mistakenly believe we're incomplete. And so our energy could become focused on fixing and trying to change ourselves and others. Let me say this so clearly. The kingdom of love is within you. I want to just say this with laughter and energy and motivation, with all of that within me, to every person that's listening to my voice. Kingdom of love is within you. And that is where you must seek it. It is for the stillness of your own heart. Love is everywhere around you. In everything that God created, you only need to pause for a moment to recognize the holy presence. As the night sky, as each blade of grass, and as your own heartbeat. Love can heal us, our relationship, and all the chaos of this world. And so I leave you with this message saying that learning to be more loving is the most valuable thing we can ever do. Start loving yourself. Part of my show is talking about self-adoration. You can't give what you don't have. Love casts out fear. When we talk about conquering self, before self conquers you, remember that love casts out fear. It helps us feel happy. It helps us to feel whole, and in order to live peacefully and harmoniously, our life's work must include learning to love everyone unconditionally, starting with ourselves. We've got to start with you. And so I'm going to leave it there that if you're in the reach of my voice, and if you have a question for me, this is a time that you've got to open your heart. This is a time that you just got to see yourself where you want to be. I see myself walking across the stage with Les Brown. I see myself in Oprah. I see myself just doing things that's awesome. I see myself traveling the world, seeing everything that I wanted to see, saving lives, helping lives, motivating people, helping people to become agents of change. So remember, as I come towards the end of the show, remember, this show is archived. I know right now there are over 3,700 people so far that have listened to this show. I want to say thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your testimonials. Thank you for tuning in. For those of you on Facebook and Twitter and on the Blog Talk Radio and LinkedIn and everyone in the reach of my voice, you have greatness within you. Remember, to ever call in, that number is 646-652-2034. And you can always log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/cultivate. If you wish to contact me, you'll find me at www.cultivate.com. This is the last call. If you have a question, press 1. If you're just simply having a good old time listening, and I see several people listening. If you're just having a good old time listening and just salivating and enjoying this moment of motivation, I want to remind you, you have greatness within you. I see one caller that I want to pick on, and I know, respectfully, I'm going to pick on 718-208. I'm going to pick on you because you may just have a question or just a thought. Good evening, 718-208. This is Sharon Johnson, your host of the Comfort Show. I'm talking about conquer self or self will conquer you. Do you have anything to add to that?
Hi, Sharon. I miss all of the show. I just caught the last few minutes when you were talking, so I missed the majority of it. I love your show. I listen to your show, and you have such wonderful speakers that come on and just lay everything out, you know. And I just want to say, keep up the good work. You're doing a wonderful job, and everything is waiting for you, like you say. The sky is the sky. The sun is the sun, and you are one in one, honey. So keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much for those kind words. And you said you missed this show. Remember, you can always go back. This show will be archived and available for you to review. But once again, I thank you for your time. Thank you for logging in. And I'll catch you on Thursday. And to all my other listeners who are out there, on Thursday I will have Paul Martinelli on the show. And Paul Martinelli has moved from a carpet cleaner to a millionaire. And he's going to be telling us how we can move ourselves and harness our minds into acknowledging that we have greatness within us. So as we come towards the end of the show, thank you, caller 718-208. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everyone that's listening. Once again, this is Sharon Johnson, the host of the Cultivate Show. Stay well, stay beautiful, have a good life, stay fabulous, and remember, there is greatness within you. Good night, everyone. This is the end of the show.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bye.